Hello, guys, gals, and my non-binary pals. Welcome to The Vocal Minority, with Nick and Steve broadcasting live on the Really American Media platform. Y'all have joined us just in time for our political week in review. Keep in mind, champions, this is all need-to-know news. News you need to know. It's been another wild boar of a week, oink oink. So hop to it, boys. Let's get this dumpster fire under control before we start our weekend.
We're going to do our best to try and get us into a good place before the weekend hits, right? Welcome to The Vocal Minority with Nick and Steve. That's just how we do what we do.
We do our thing, and that's always the best. Just by definition, showing up is all we got to do, I think.
That's nice, dude. That makes me feel good. I don't know. We've been off for a while. We were on vacation or whatever, and there's always a few extra nerves as you come back to just be like, oh, you got what I need? But no, I feel good already, dude.
I'm feeling fine. You and I have been doing this for so long, and as always, it's a conversation between us. And yeah, we're live on Really American Media right now on the YouTube channel, and we have pushed the show. We're going to be doing it on Fridays for a little while here and do more of a week in review, sort of the big political stories of the week. Either if you missed it or if you want to chime in, because if you jump on the comments there on YouTube, we'll read the mildly intelligent ones back.
Yeah, that's the cool thing about the show, right, is we do it live. So, yeah, if you want to participate in the show, you can do that. If you want to just kind of kick back and listen to the show, you can do that as well.
Welcome to the show.
Oh. Yeah.
Well, there you go. Let's see. We got a website, our very own one. It's called thevocalminority.net. You can, of course, find us here on Really American Media doing the short-form videos. And then we have our own socials, YouTube, TikTok. We're on Reddit, Blue Sky. Hey, we're on Blue Sky.
Yeah.
The app that banned J.D. Vance multiple times this week.
Oh, I didn't even hear about that, dude. Are you going to let me know more about it?
There's not a lot to tell, but for some reason, he decided to join Blue Sky, which has the reputation of being the liberal Twitter, which is really just because all of the level-headed people left Twitter and went to Blue Sky, and level-headed people nowadays tend to vote blue. So apparently it's a big liberal app, and much like we have flirted with the idea of getting abused over on Truth Social, he decided to join Blue Sky. And literally, I think it was within like 12 minutes, he got himself suspended. He's back.
Really?
He got suspended again. Yeah, because he's posting, mega propaganda, baloney that they don't want.
Yeah. Well, it's good that they're trying to keep him in check. Yeah. I mean, it can be dangerous kicking someone off your platform. We saw it originally with old DJT when Elon Musk did it. I guess it wasn't Elon Musk. He didn't own Twitter at that point, did he?
No. He got banned back for causing the J6 riot and all that. And
then
naturally, when his first former buddy now bought the place, he was put back on. And I think everyone's put Trump back since, but because our president likes making money off of his office, he's not going on the other platforms because he owns his own social media platform, ironically named, but he owns it, so he's pushing that.
Yeah, we have flirted going on there. I mean, maybe that's the way we should tell people our socials. Like, we're on everything aside from True Social and X, because, well, we don't believe in that garbage. So
we're on anything with a grain of credibility. So, yeah, here we are. So
there you go. All right, ladies and gentlemen, guys, gals, my non-binary pals, welcome to The Vocal Minority with Nick and Steve. Let's get into a little political week in review.
Need to know news.
I said, oh, Lord Jesus, it's a fire.
News you need to know.
I got bronchitis. Ain't nobody got time for that.
Steve Harness.
Oh, hi. That's me. Nikki, pull your mic down just a little hair. I won't say what kind of hair, but just any kind of hair. So,
okay.
All right. Yeah, Nick and Steve back to talk about what's been going on this week. I think on the long list of nauseating things that have been happening, I think we should start with the thing most liberals are kind of giggling at this week, and that is the currently still unfolding mega civil war happening. We thought there'd be a civil war between the left and the right. Turns out MAGA's doing it all by themselves.
Yeah, they're eating each other, which is, I mean, it's great to watch, right?
Yes. The main topic going on there seems to be the Iran-Israel war happening. I mean, it's funny. A lot of conservatives traditionally, I always thought, loved war, loved blowing stuff up. But a lot of them apparently do not want us getting involved in foreign wars. They, you know, had ripped George W. Bush for the Iran craziness. And even Trump himself had admonished wars in the Middle East and all that garbage. So now here we are with Trump threatening to, I don't know, completely unnecessarily get us involved in a war that we didn't start. And I don't know what is to gain. I mean, Israel is trying to do it out of their own defense, but we're getting mixed messages. Does Iran have a nuke? Do they not? Do we care?
You know, people always say that there's a ton of money to be made off war, right? Is that the reason? Is that where we're going? I mean, we've got the perfect person in office that would, no doubt, hey, if we can make a little money, hey, I don't care if your sons or daughters die.
Right. As soon as there's a Trump-branded, you know, missile, then yes, we'll be bombing left and right. But I can't tell. Is he getting involved because he's posturing? He wants to be the tough guy? Or does he want to kind of escalate a war so he can then stop one and finally say, hey, look, I should win the Nobel Prize. I negotiated peace.
Well, if he knows anything, from the last several decades, like when you start a war, like it's you can't stop it. I mean, how long were we in the Middle East for? And right. Then finally Biden pulled us out and no one liked the way he did that. But yeah, you can't just start a war and stop a war.
It's a valid point. And the whole Afghanistan removal that Biden gets raked over the coals for was started by Trump. Biden simply executed the plan that was already in place, and then suddenly it was his fault and all that. But yeah, so we've seen some prominent megatypes, Steve Bannon, Tucker Carlson, probably the biggest of them, going off on Trump. But a new little admonishment came out today from MAGA World. Do you have any idea who it was? Because it's one of these, like, I don't know. Politics makes for strange bedfellows, or
is it Scott Baio? Is it Charles in Charge? Or
Scott Baio and Kevin Sorbo both issued a dual press release, admonishing from the used to be famous list. No, I'm talking about the boys, as in the Proud Boys. Can you?
No, I can't.
Racist nationalist Proud Boys who all were involved in J6 and who all got pardons from Trump actually issued a release today on the interweb. The extremist group said on social media that it wouldn't be able to support the president if it were to become involved in the conflict between Israel and Iran. That are the Proud Boys speaking out.
Wow, that is interesting. It'll be interesting to see if that affects him at all. You know, we've seen a couple of clips of Trump just talking about, like, anytime someone has condemned the war, he's like, I don't care what she says, or I don't care what he says. Like, I'm in charge. We're doing this. So will he worry about the Proud Boys distancing themselves? That's interesting.
Does it make your head spin or make you at all nauseous when we're on the same side as, like, the Proud Boys or Tucker Carlson or something? Like,
no.
I'd rather have some alliance with somebody on that side on some topics, but it feels weird when I'm applauding Tucker Carlson for going off on Ted Cruz or whatever.
I have no alliance. I mean, this has been coming up all week with Tucker Carlson especially. It's like, you know what? I love watching Tucker Carlson talk about all this and talk crap about Trump or take down Ted Cruz. Like, that was really fun to watch. I can't tell you how many times I watched him put Ted Cruz in a blender. Right. But, you know, do I like the guy? No. I mean, it's just like Elon Musk. We loved it when Elon Musk started calling the little bitch out and saying, like, oh, he's in the Epstein files, but I'm not going to go buy a Tesla.
Yeah, that's a fair point, because everyone did start saying, oh, now you liberals love Elon Musk. Like, agreeing with him on a topic does not give us amnesia, nor does it give him amnesty for every dumb thing he's done, nor does it for the Proud Boys or Tucker Carlson. Like, it's okay. I mean, if Trump ever does something I agree with, I'll say, you know, that he got that one right. Don't know if he's done anything like that, but yeah, hey, what do you know? The Proud Boys finally got something right.
Dude, that's absolutely nuts. I mean, we're seeing it all over the place, though, from Ben Shapiro to Candace Owens to Marjorie Taylor Greene, dude. There's been so many people. Some have gone further than others. But, I mean, yeah, they're calling this out for what it is. I mean, what are you doing, sir?
Yeah, no, it is a little crazy. And then the other mega type that came out this week. I'll be honest with you. I don't know who this guy is, other than I see him on Joe Rogan's show way too much. And I don't even watch Rogan religiously. I just see clips coming up on my feed, and occasionally I'll check it out. And
right.
You and I have discussed. There are things about Joe Rogan we like, but there's a whole bunch more we don't like. And one of his regular guests, comedian, frequent Joe Rogan guest, Dave Smith. You familiar with him? Professional?
Yes.
Like, you know any of his comedy?
No, not really. I've seen him in a couple of clips on Bro Rogan, but that's about it.
Right. So he came out this week, and because of the Iran conflict thing, said, quote, "I supported him, and I apologize for doing so. He should be impeached and removed." I don't even know that it's impeachable to get involved in the Iran war, per se. There are some ways he could break the law doing that. But, wow, how quickly they jumped to impeachment all of a sudden.
I'm tired of impeachment, dude. You know, I don't think it really does anything. I just think it's a little pomp and frill. Like, you know, we're going to impeach him. Like, and then what? And then what?
Yeah.
I mean, the Supreme Court already said, like, as long as he's doing it in the duty of office, like, he can do anything. So, like, then what?
That's extremely fair. An official act. He's immune from it all. Which is so contradictory. It's in the Constitution, high crimes, misdemeanors, but apparently the Supreme Court, who doesn't actually get involved in an impeachment, is giving him, like, it's just such a cluster. But here we are. So, yeah, it's fun to see some MAGA types admonishing him. Oh, and the other fun thing he did this week that MAGA's going off on him for. I did a story about this for Really American Media. I think it was yesterday. Multiple prominent conservatives and MAGA types are flat out saying Trump is breaking the law right now. They're not mincing words, like using illegal. This is illegal. What he is doing is breaking the law.
Yeah. Yeah, and, I have seen that.
5,000 things that could be.
I mean, gosh, where do we start, right? The list is long and not distinguished. So, right. Yeah.
Well, it's our buddies over there at TikTok. So, you know, this TikTok thing. I mean, Nick and I have primarily been defending TikTok as far as it's freedom of speech for all of us. We have the right to be on there. It's a private company. We don't. If you ban one app, you can start banning all the other ones. No one has ever shown us proof that China's manipulating our feed or trying to brainwash us. They just have these conspiracy theories. But it is what it is. A law was passed banning it. It was upheld by the Supreme Court. And that law specifically said there can be a one-time 90-day extension if you go to Congress and convince them that a deal is imminent. And Trump never did that part. He just took that option, gave it a 90-day extension, and now he's done it twice more.
Yes, it's just the executive order signature, the overly large signature. He thinks that just makes it up for everything. And no, there are he is breaking the law. You know, I don't want TikTok to go away. We know why he doesn't want TikTok to go away.
Well, why is that?
Well, I think, you know, we've talked about it before. It's an ego thing. He got popular on TikTok and, you know, oh, I won the youth vote with TikTok. Barron told me to go on TikTok. And then suddenly he didn't want it to go away. He also met with high-ranking officials of TikTok and then changed his tune the next day. So I think there's money, greased hands, and I think there's an ego thing going on, and probably more. Who knows?
Absolutely. It is definitely ego-driven. In his first term, he was against TikTok. He wasn't on it. And then, yeah, during the election, he got on there and got a whole bunch of followers and a whole bunch of love and praise. So all of a sudden, now that it's to his advantage, even though it's going against the letter of the law, that a president is constitutionally sworn to uphold in good faith and all that. Like, yeah, he wants to keep it going. And on one level, like I said, I don't hate TikTok, but here we are, and he does seem to be breaking the law. So a bunch of senators, even Josh Hawley, who is a crazy MAGA type, defended the J6 riot. Even he was like, this doesn't seem correct to me. And then, multiple conservative commentators, publishers, writers, you know, talking heads online are all saying this is illegal. You cannot keep doing this.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see what happens. I mean, I'm just sitting back and watching this dumpster fire. TikTok is too small of a battle for me to get involved in. Like, obviously, I want it to keep going. But, you know, there's a lot of other crap that I got to focus on right now.
Well, that's a valid point. But TikTok, in a lot of ways, probably affects you and me and the average Joe more than, I don't know, tax cuts for the wealthy or what's happening on
Wall Street. So you're right.
Let's see here. A couple of comments coming in. Congress has to vote to convict a president after his impeachment hearing. Both times 47 was impeached, the GOP had the majority. Yeah, I mean, that's the weird thing about impeachment. You got to get convicted in one and thrown out by the other. But I still don't know how the Supreme Court would ever weigh in on that. And right. Yeah, SCOTUS, another comment here, what we're talking about with TikTok. SCOTUS said one time only 90-day extension. And yeah. Not as many times as Donald wants. Yeah, thanks for the comments. And yeah, it's one of these things where like I said, I don't really want TikTok going away. We got like 20,000 followers on there. But
right, yeah.
At what point do we let a president not get away with enforcing laws anymore?
I thought for sure, dude, after the tariffs and all the issues that, there's a good chance that TikTok will go away. But yeah, like I said, dude, he's above the law. I mean, these senators can say, like, this is against the law. Do something. What are you going to do?
This is the problem. Who's going to do anything? Because right. You do need both the Congress and the Senate, both houses, to be able to vote for impeachment or do anything, and they're obviously not going to, which is the whole problem we're in. We have three co-equal branches, but one of them is bent over for the administrative branch. The judiciary is doing their kind of best, but not sure what they're really going to do, because he's 2 inches away from just violating court orders. They're already doing it with federal judges.
Right. Yeah, it's going to be interesting. You can talk impeachment, you can talk all this crap, but like, I just don't see anything. I don't see the kid getting a spanking. The kid just is going to keep talking crap to his parents until you put him in the corner. You take his toys away. You got to do something.
Yeah, no. Someone's chiming in here saying that all the TikTok people will just go over to YouTube. I'm sorry, but there is a problem with that logic, because TikTok is different than every other platform. It is the algorithm. Like, you and I are on all the social medias, and we get completely different responses on each. And TikTok does a significantly better job of pushing the average Joe. You know, when I'm on Facebook, all I'm getting are the Joe Rogans and, major commentators from around the world. TikTok is where I see other podcasts. It's where I see smaller people trying to get their message out. And I don't know why YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, none of them have been able to duplicate that algorithm. And that's what they have to buy if someone is going to buy that thing.
Yeah. It just seems to me, I don't know, in my brain anyway, I think of YouTube as a completely different type of platform. Like, I don't know. I don't scroll through videos. I mainly do TikTok. And then sometimes I do threads. But like you said, they can't quite get it right. So, right. Yeah, I mean, I don't think that's the case at all. I don't think anyone can duplicate it, or they would have already done it. Right. At this point.
Yeah, so. Exactly. So we shall see. But yes, mega civil war unfolding this week, and I've just been sitting back and giggling. So we'll see how far this goes. We'll see how often I have to brace Tucker Carlson.
Yeah, let's see how, I've seen him in a couple of different clips of talking about, that Fox News, I love the people, the Murdochs are great people, but I will say that Fox News is propaganda. They're just trying to scare the old people. Like I said to my wife, should have happened a long time ago. I mean, I agree with you, but it is funny to hear him saying, like, Fox News is propaganda. Well, Trump, you were part of that beast.
Yes. That is Trump crazy. Came out and said that Fox News is propaganda, which of course it is, but it's just hilarious to hear them finally admit it. Yet, did your brother call you and be like, boy, I just found out it's propaganda. I'm not going to watch Fox News anymore.
No, dude. And I will tell you this, dude. I can't remember what the event was, but something big happened last week or something like that. I was sitting up in the living room with my wife, and she was like, turn it to MSNBC. And so I did. We watched it for about a minute, and I was like, oh, we know all this stuff. Let's turn it to Fox. I want to see what Fox is saying. I want to see. And then we watched that for a few minutes and we're disgusted. We threw up. And then I was like, I've never watched Newsmax before. Let's see what Newsmax is saying. Nope. And Newsmax is, boy, I really do think that Fox News looks like a Cadillac next to a Honda Accord. Wow. You know what I mean? They're really bad.
I give you credit. I know you do that for the sake of passing it along to us of, like, this is what the different networks are doing. The rare times I actually try to watch Fox Live, I just can't take it. I mean, I don't even know what to equate it to. Two homeless people wrestling in a tub of urine or something. Like, you don't. I'm immediately like, no. I thought maybe I wanted to see that, but I don't.
Right? You know what it was? It was the event. It was after the assassination of in Minnesota. So, listening to Newsmax talk about that, and even some of the people in the MAGA party stepped up and said right away, like, it's what you get. You know, like, there was no sympathy for, you know, somebody being taken out at gunpoint in the middle of the night. But, yeah, Newsmax is trash. Fox News is trash. And it's nice to hear Tucker Carlson calling them out.
Yeah, and speaking of being at gunpoint, someone on here must be a Trumper. They're talking about us ripping on Fox and Newsmax. It's kind of like watching this crap. Someone holding a gun to your head? Keep scrolling. No one invited you. This is where the liberals and progressives hang out at, which is one of the things I love about this channel, by the way. You know, whenever we post stuff on the other platforms, we get a mix of people that love us and hate us and all that. But really American. I don't know how they did it. They seem to have just weeded it out naturally that the mega types don't bother trolling over here. Because why would they? It's a liberal bastion.
You're right about that. I mean, I rarely see a Trumper pop on comments in any of our videos that we do. Yeah. So, yeah, that is weird. I think it's just a little too highbrow for you, buddy. Like, you know, like you're not understanding. So, yeah, go back to your propaganda.
If we repulse you, you're on the wrong side of things. I'm sorry that the truth hurts. I'm sorry that two middle-aged dudes talking, straightforward to you is bothering you. So keep on going. I'm sure there's mega garbage one swipe away.
Hey, dude, I'm going to try and play a quick video for you because, you know, we opened up the show talking about the possibility of us going to a war here. And I thought, I wonder how we'll know if we're actually going. I can't remember what the name of the airplane is, but, you know, it's the airplane they put the president up in that can, survive mass attacks and stuff like that. Do you know what it is?
Super Air Force One. I don't know what it's called.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's the one that can survive nuclear whatever. So, yeah.
So we saw that going up in the air, and I was like, huh, I don't know if that's a great sign. My wife is, she's an Army veteran, and I saw something this morning that I thought, she's told me that before because she was in the Middle East. Let me play this video for you, if I could, please.
Yeah. Brothers Deepak has steak and lobster.
How's this steak and lobster?
All right, damn near decent.
How's yours?
I'm ready for war.
We're
going to war.
I might have to double it. I had to run it back.
Yeah, that she said that was a real thing before she got deployed to go over to the Middle East. She said, you know what? Excuse me, they fed us well, and it was like right before, you know, they gave us name brand soda, like everything started changing of like, you know, let's give you a little Christmas before we send you over.
This seems like the death row, like final meal thing, but kudos to you. I have not seen that little clip circulating anywhere, so there's some interesting news for you. I know we're doing a week in review, but that's a good one. I haven't seen that. Steak and lobster and branded soda. Oh, boy.
Yeah, branded soda, dude.
Much like that lobster, they're getting buttered up for a reason.
Yeah, that's exactly right. There could be something going on. So, I mean, I don't know. This is all kind of scary. We're watching this unfold along with y'all, and I guess we're not going to really know until we know. I will say I saw that Putin came out and highlighted the danger of a nuclear catastrophe, urging restraint to prevent global instability, and told Trump, back down, stand down.
Mm, yeah. Yeah.
Are we listening though?
Yeah.
What?
I'm just glad this mega guy is all pissed off at us now that we're ripping on him. He wants to know why we're wearing flannel since it's hot outside. This is the lack of scientific understanding mega has. They see two guys indoors wearing long sleeve shirts like, this can't be possible. It's hot where I live.
Yeah. It's, I'll tell you this, it's 58 degrees right now where I live. So, yeah.
And I can afford air conditioning, so mine is on. So,
yeah, we have no time for it.
Yeah. All right, let's move on to the next story if you're ready.
This is Need to Know News. News you need to know.
Hello, Americans. This is Paul Harvey. Stand by for news.
Hey, did you see that Trump signed three Congressional Review Act resolutions reversing California's mandates requiring the sales of zero-emission vehicles and diesel truck emission limits? Yeah. Did you see anything about it?
I did. I see that he's attempting to screw with his favorite enemy in California, the largest economy in the country and the biggest state in the country, and the third most poor red states.
And the third, I mean, it flirts with third and fourth largest economies in the world. Like, what are you doing? And I don't know. When I saw this, I was like, I happen to remember hearing you say something to the effect of, I love Tesla. I love Tesla. You know, I mean, you did a car commercial on the White House lawn, and it wasn't that long ago.
Right. So now he's anti-EVs. And, you know, I mean, here's the thing. California, for years and years and years, has been able to set their own environmental laws because way back in the day, Southern California was just cloaked in smog. I mean, we had a terrible pollution problem. So, yeah, California over the years has had their own regulations. And the fun thing about being in California is we essentially, because we're bigger than the rest of you, get to push you around a little. Like textbooks is a good example. You know, Texas wants to have their own version of textbooks. Well, the companies that make textbooks don't want to make different ones for each state. So California set guidelines on what can and can't be in a textbook, and you can't not make them for the biggest market on the country. So textbooks were made to suit California standards, and then it ripples from there. And California is essentially trying to do the same thing with cars. And 2035 is a long frickin' ways away. And two things. One, most vehicles probably will be electric by then, and no part of the law ever said that, like, if you own a gas vehicle already, that you have to, like, trade it in or something. It was just that no new vehicles would be sold. But you can also drive to Nevada or Oregon or Arizona, buy one there. You know, they're not banning them from the state.
Yeah, it's not that far to drive to Idaho to get your vehicle, right? Like, and those, there are states that will obviously never get rid of that stuff. So let the world's third or fourth largest economy continue to do what they're doing, because they're obviously doing something right. California, backed by 10 states, immediately filed lawsuit on this, calling Trump's repeal illegal and saying it jeopardizes clean air and innovation. Governor Newsom, not Newsom, right? And AG Bonta called it a partisan overreach. So they're already playing with this. This is interesting, though, because Trump had a little bit to say on this. And I'm going to play you some audio of this, and I'd like to see what you think about this and get your reaction. Okay.
Very good.
With a tank of diesel, you can go from New York to Los Angeles if you want to go to Los Angeles right now.
No.
But New York to Los Angeles, and you can go back a little bit. With the electric truck, you'll stop approximately six times. Enjoy your stop. The trucker saw me, and I said, did you just explain this? Because this is like, you know, if you explain it, if a person's reasonable for that, he said, we explained it, they didn't care. They said, we're going all electric. They can't be stupid, because anybody that can cheat on elections like them is not a stupid person.
Just always goes back to the cheat on election. I mean, that's what they call a straw man defense. And hey, come on. And this just shows once again how your guy that you put in office here that you think is like an everyday man of the people is so freaking out of touch. You know, you fill your gas tank up and you can drive from California to New York and then back a little bit. Like, that's crazy that he would think that for 1 second.
I don't even know where to begin. That strikes me as something a rich, out of touch person that doesn't ever drive a car would say. Obviously, there is no form of fuel in the universe that you could drive from New York to LA and halfway back on one tank. Every car would obviously be diesel if that was the case. Also, him saying you would have to stop six times to get across the country in an electric vehicle, that I don't know if that's a true statistic, but that would actually be pretty damn good. Because I know you're filling up a regular tank more than six times driving 3,000 or 4,000 miles.
Let's see, if the average electric vehicle can go 300 miles on a full charge, so that would be 1,800 miles. I think it's further than that to do that. So that statistic was wrong, too. Yeah. You would have to probably stop 12 times or better.
Yeah, and the same with the regular tank of gas, so that's humorous. And so out of touch. And then he gets into this whole argument that I have also heard about... Well, electric vehicles right now, like if I'm a farmer out there in the fields, like there's no electric tractors and they won't get me through my day. And people, right. Where were electric vehicles 10 years ago? Can you imagine where they're going to be 10 years from now? I'm huge in the dirt bike off-road community, and so many redneck types don't want electric dirt bikes. They can't go on the trails all day. You can't do all day with a regular tank of gas either, by the way. But all of that stuff is getting better and better and better. That's how technology works. And that's why Newsom put the goal 10-plus years. I think when he said it was 15 years down the road, because he was smart enough to go that technology will catch up, especially if California is nudging it along. So stop. And again, farmers, in 10 years, if John Deere needs gas powered, you'll be able to. Just knock it off.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't know.
States' rights, by the way. Wasn't that a big conservative thing? Why can't California do what they want?
Exactly. I mean, well, we've seen California can't do anything they want. You know, they can't handle their protests. They can't, you know, we got to call in the National Guard, the Marines. Like, leave California alone, dude, and we will keep subsidizing all your programs that you run through the government, aka, you know, food stamps and help. You know, a lot of states get a lot of help from California, so you better watch your mouth. You know?
Not to mention, I find it funny how many people on social media admonish California. Guess where your social media company's based out of?
Right. Yeah.
Evil California. So, and by the way, too, Newsom, I know he listens and takes my advice all the time. Trump's gone in 3.5 years. Your thing is set 10 years down the road. There'll be time to fix it after Trump is gone. If you can't do it beforehand, if you want to put it on your long list of lawsuits, go ahead. Otherwise, like the rest of us, just wait the man out.
Yeah, it's funny to me, dude, that, you know, he set that out, another 10 years or whatever. The conservatives don't believe that that will be done, that things will be that much better by then. But they somehow believe for a very long time that Elon Musk would, you know, be able to habitate Mars, by 2028, you know.
Right. It makes zero sense. Colonize the next one over.
Right.
Hey, quick shout out, Baby Pitt and Me. I don't know what that means exactly. That's their screen name. Baby Pitt and Me just made a cash donation to Really American Media while watching Nick and Steve.
Oh, thank you, Baby Pitt and Me. Yes. It's all part of being part of the resistance. We'll keep the content coming. And we just do what we can do. That's what we're doing now. So thanks for being here.
This is Need to Know News. News you need to know.
Oh, is it me now? Okay, cool. All right, it's the Vocal Minority with Nick and Steve. If you're just tuning in live on YouTube, Nick and I host some of the short-form videos here, and we're doing this podcast weekly now. And this Friday episode is going to be a bit of a week in review of stuff that we think was either worthy of rehashing or maybe something you missed. So that's good. So I happen to live in a beautiful neck of the woods bordering California and Nevada known as Lake Tahoe. World famous, beautiful destination. In my never humble opinion, one of the most beautiful places on planet Earth. Certainly the most beautiful place in North America. Take that, Yosemite. Okay.
Wow. Those are big words, dude.
Nick and I were in Greece last week, and I was saying to Kennedy that this place is beautiful, obviously, but I live in a place that is also staggeringly beautiful. So I was like, which is better, to be on the waters of Lake Tahoe or on the Ionian Sea off the coast of Greece? I'm like, it's a bit of a coin toss. But regardless, Tahoe is a beautiful place, correct?
Yes. Yeah, you cannot deny that. If you haven't seen it, you should, because, it is kind of a world wonder.
Yeah, no, it's an amazing place. It's a mountain lake. It's crystal blue waters and trees and mountains all around you. And so I also do local news around this area. And from my national political news, I don't know, almost a week ago, I stumbled upon this thing where whack job Mike Lee from Utah. Yeah. He's the one that sent out the stupid tweets about the Minnesota, you know, assassinations. And he's been a mega stooge for a long time. And we've got this big, beautiful bill thing trying to get through. Congress approved it. Now the Senate has to. They have until July 4th. Otherwise, we got extended. And so my point is, I stumbled across the story doing my political stuff that I then broke locally here, which I was the first media outlet to break it. And now everyone in the area has gotten clued into the story. And everyone is talking about the fact that this thing was slipped into the big, beautiful bill to sell millions of acres of federal land, either BLM land, meaning, you know, public land usage, or Forest Service land. And some of the land in the Lake Tahoe Basin, around the world-famous Emerald Bay, around the world-famous Fallen Leaf, and throughout the Tahoe Basin are on the potential chopping block that if this were to get approved, there's going to be a five-year window where anybody is eligible to buy up that land, this pristine, beautiful land, and allegedly being done for housing, as if someone's going to build a house in Emerald Bay.
So what does that mean? Like, they're putting it up for sale for a Chinese company to come in and buy, and then you could go buy it?
Yes. The letter of the law said something like, you know, it's open to any buyer. The state could attempt to block the sale, but only if they're willing to spend the time and money to go to court and fight it, because this is federal land. So the feds are saying, you know, hey, we'll sell it to the highest bidder, the first comer, whatever it is. And Mike Lee's trying to say it's for housing. And, oh, yeah, it would raise billions for the federal government while sticking it. And not only Lake Tahoe, but around Yosemite, around Big Sur, and all over the West Coast. I'm narrowing out my neighborhood, but up in Washington State, around Montana, Idaho, like federal lands, pristine, that have been protected forever. Mega World wants to put it up on the auction block.
That is insane, dude. I mean, they really do. You hear Donald Trump say all the time, like, they must just hate our country. You must hate our country, dude, if that's what you're looking to do. Like, I don't know. I know we've got big problems with our infrastructure in Washington State. Like, the growth has been so fast that the infrastructure hasn't kept up as far as traffic goes and stuff like that. I don't know. You go to some of these states like South Dakota, where, you know, things are a little more sparse, and I see the possibility to maybe sell some land out there. But federal land? Like, what are you doing? What's the purpose?
Yeah. And by the way, on the Nevada side down here, there's this huge area where I go ride at all the time, which is currently on fire at the moment. Like, there's a huge plume of smoke out my back door here. But that's on the chopping block as well. And Nevada, I mean, this is a red state I'm in. They do not take kindly to people messing with their public lands. So I find it fun that the word is spreading, and it has gotten a lot of attention now. And just, I think, as of today, actually, even some conservatives have come out to say, like, whoa. you can't just go selling pristine federal land that are in world-famous locations. So I think it's gaining enough pushback that this will not come to fruition, but careful what you say.
Yeah, knock on wood. I have a hard time believing that they would be opening it up only to, like, bring more people in housing, maybe for, like, rare earth minerals or something like that, or they want to frack in certain areas. That would make more sense to me. But just opening it up for new homes and stuff like that seems completely ridiculous.
Well, it's BS. That's their excuse. No one, especially in Nevada lands, I just pointed out, that is way off the grid. If you're going to live out there, you got no electricity, no water, no nothing. So, but yes, strip mining and all sorts of other things go on out there. So that is who would buy a lot of these lands. Or, like I said, Lake Tahoe, I mean, good God, somebody who could buy property around Fallen Leaf or Emerald Bay would be a Zuckerberg type. So there might be new housing for billionaires, you know, for three of them to build a new house. But this is the disgusting level of things where you're having to put up with and find. Like, no one announced this. It just got slipped in the bill, and one person discovered it, and then it started rippling from there. So way to be transparent.
Yeah, nothing in that big, beautiful bill was transparent, you know. The fact that we're still finding things out that people didn't read or know before it was signed is crazy to me. But
it's fun to see people like Marjorie Taylor Greene come out and be like, I'd actually read that. And they try to use that as an excuse that they didn't know something was in there.
Yeah. Yeah. All the stuff with the AI, technology that wasn't read. And yeah, I mean, this is a con man that's running our country. And unfortunately, there are a lot of people on his side. But as we're seeing, like even the Proud Boys are now stepping back. So I would love to see this start falling apart, you know, and other people saying, like, we're not going to support you. And we're starting to see those dominoes fall. But I just want to see it crash, dude.
Yeah. One of my favorite themes on Really American are the multiple stories we've all easily been able to do of megatypes that are like, wait a minute, I'm regretting my vote. I didn't think you'd really do that, or I didn't think this would affect me that way. And even your own conservative brother has said something to that extent to you recently, right?
Yeah, I mean, I think his thoughts were more like, I just don't know anymore. I thought I knew,
right,
and I just don't anymore. So, yeah, that's enough to start turning people in the right direction. So, I don't know. Hopefully it'll keep going.
Tons of comments coming in here, but there's a bit of a cluster going on there. So I'm just going to let them argue amongst themselves. We can proceed forward.
All right, you can do that. Hey, I want to talk to you about this Trump cell phone thing that we saw this week. Donald Jr. came out and said, like, yeah, we're doing it. Trump cell phones. Did you see anything about it?
I certainly did. And, you know, Trump has nothing to do with any of this. He, you know, lets his sons run the whole business. And Trump made some crack this week about not even believing in phones. He doesn't think they're a good way to be communicating as his company announces.
That was hysterical. He was coming from the G7. He was like, you got to get together with people. I don't believe in phones. I'm just like, your son just took to the stage this morning talking about his new cell phone company. So,
yeah, it's hilarious. So I have a few highlights on the cell phone thing. What do you got?
No, just a conversation about it. Give me some highlights. I do have some thoughts about it. The first one was, and then you can get into your highlights, is, you know, they talked about it's not only a phone company, but it's going to come with things like roadside assistance and telehealth visits, stuff like that, which, yeah, whatever. But do you trust? No, well, OK. Do you think it's to spy on people? I mean, I just wonder, like, I would not feel good about, OK, I got this Trump phone now, like, everything you guys do is shady, and we see that. So what's in this phone?
It's a great point. You know, everyone talks about TikTok spying on us, yet there's no evidence of it. I've said for years, like, I trust TikTok more than I trust Elon Musk when I'm on Twitter or something. So,
yes.
And what is to stop a Musk or Zuckerberg from spying on us? So, you know, Trump projects all the time. So when he talks about the Chinese spying on us with mobile technology, I can't imagine it hasn't crossed their minds.
Oh, completely. Well, and you think, okay, Trump just said, like, oh, I don't believe in phones. I don't trust phones. Let's put out a Trump phone so people can believe in phones and trust phones, and then we'll go in the back door, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
So
apparently all this stuff is sort of beta version, but the beta launch of their map apparently had the Gulf of Mexico next
to the great.
So they had to so pull that back.
Yeah. The website went down. Yeah.
The other funny things are, one, they are claiming that this phone is going to be made in America. And the problem with that is there's no companies making cell phones in America. So this phone's rolling out imminently. They're lying, just flat out. Unless Don Jr. is in his garage making cell phones right now with
parts from
America, which is also impossible.
Right. Basically, what I've heard on that is that, you know, we're just saying, like, we may have to order some parts from around the world, but we will put the phone together in America. It'll be made in America.
Well, that's garbage. And so many companies do that, but they have to pay the tariffs on the stuff they're importing so they can build it here.
Yeah, but don't you think Trump cell would get a little pass on the tariffs or something, you know?
Well, I'm sure there'd be an exemption for whatever they want.
Yeah.
But yeah. Go ahead.
I was just going to say, but, you know, there's been a ton of technology economists saying that, you know, they're supposed to release his phone, I think, for just north of $400 or $500.
Okay? $499.
$499. Okay. So just south of $500. And all this cluster of people that know what they're talking about, that are in this field and have been for a long time, said there's no possible way that they can do that. I mean, at best, it would be $1,000 or more. So, yeah, I mean, is this another promise they've made that they won't be able to keep? Or I don't know.
Maybe they can do it for $499 because they're selling all of your information and everything else to China or whatever it is.
Right. So
they got to offset the loss somewhere in there.
Yeah.
And I think it was a reporter for the New York Times, Washington Post, one of them. They signed up for this new service and put a screenshot of the bill. It immediately had all these hidden extra fees, which I know is not unusual in the cell phone world. But the Trump thing was bragging that we're going to charge, I think it was, $47.45 a month. Or maybe right. It's $45.47, whatever. Tie into his presidential numerals. But then, yeah, they had this immediate like $17 a month fee onto it. So it went from basically $50 to $65, which is what AT&T and everyone else charges.
Completely. And in this launching press conference, Don Jr. said specifically, like, it's one price. There won't be fees. So it's already falling apart. No, stop it.
Well, the added bonus is you do get for free confidential war plans. Every Trump phone comes with confidential war plans. So yeah. You don't have to be accidentally invited into one of those chats. You just get it for free.
Hegseth's contact info comes in the phone.
Right. So there are some advantages. So stay tuned.
Yes, indeed.
This is Need to Know News. News you need to know. Start the news chant, please. Come on.
News. Steven, did you just see that a federal judge ordered the release of Muhammad Khalil, a Colombian activist detained for months amid Trump's era's crackdown on pro-Palestinian speech?
Yeah.
They finally said, it's time to release him.
Columbia student. I don't think he's from the country of.
No, that's what Columbia. Yeah. College. Yeah. This is interesting to see where this will go. I am a little tired of the tug of war. You know, usually in this country, when a judge rules on something, you can at least expect it to stick around for a little while. And this is one that I'm worried about. The District of New Jersey judge has ordered the release of Khalil from ICE detention in Louisiana, concluding he's neither a flight risk nor a menace to public safety. We'll see how long it lasts. I don't have any faith in the fact that this will not just be reworked right away.
As in, he's going to ignore it or just find another reason to arrest him immediately?
Yes, both A, B, C, all of the above.
Yeah, no, it's a valid concern. I mean, this whole Abrego Garcia thing, you know, getting brought back and immediately brought up on charges. And I don't know that I really have a problem with that because we've all been saying everyone's entitled to due process, citizen or not, put them through the court system. And they've been coming with all these baloney reasons, the fake tattoos and the bull's hat of how he has to be MS-13. If that's the best that our government, with the tools of the FBI and the CIA, if everyone looking into the story, the best you can come up with is he wears a bull's hat, then you're not going to win in court. But if you're right that you've got concrete, then fine. Give him his day in court and prove it. That's all we've ever been asking for. So same with this student. If they're going to rake him over the coals correctly through the legal system, then I know it's going to suck for him, but, you know, guilty or not, let's figure it out.
Yeah, this is interesting because, I mean, this is just all about a free speech thing. So guilty or not, I mean, do we have free speech? Do we have dissent? Yes, we do. So it should just be, pardon the term, but it should just be black and white, right? There shouldn't be any shades of gray in this. It's just a free speech issue.
Yeah, no, for sure. But, you know, let's see what happens. I mean, give him his day in court, I guess. But this pushback on the courts, it's just been happening up and down. And, you know, we do have a showdown looming. They've already written off the federal judges. How dare they do things on a federal level? So all seems to be about the Supreme Court. And we'll see. But, you know, go ahead. I'm glad judges are primarily pushing back on this stuff, and that at least due process will be coming for some of them.
Do you feel like it's slowing down at all? Like, you know, everything seemed to be met with a barrage of courts saying, no, we're going to do this. I feel like it started to slow down a little bit. Like they're starting to make a little leeway on all of this.
Well, I think the Trump world did a just buckshot spray of various illegal things or things they thought they would test the court systems on. So maybe they're starting to run low on reasons to test the limits. And also they're seeing, you know, that it's not really working well. Now they have to go back and fight those battles. So it's hard to fight multiple battles at once. But it's the calm between storms. Don't just think it's all in a natural decline. They will find more creative ways to take a dump on the Constitution.
Yeah. Silly me. I thought that was running out of steam. Silly me.
No. And we need job security. So keep it up.
Yes, indeed. There was something else I was going to bring up to you. Oh, I wanted to talk about before we leave today, the fact that, you know, Trump has been going hardcore with ICE and started to pull back a little bit and said, you know what? Oh, some of these farms are starting to fail. Like, I think, you know, for good people that are, you know, law abiding and illegal at the same time, like those farms, actually, we need them to pick our vegetables and clean our hotels and all this stuff. How funny was that that he came out? I mean, why? He ate crow, as far as I'm concerned, because, like, that's what we're saying the whole time. Like, yeah, if you're going to go over hardened criminals, yeah, everyone can be on board with that, for crying out loud. Well, but
the problem with that story is it keeps evolving. So obviously they were going after anyone and everyone because they wanted the headlines and they wanted to, you know, have good video of people being arrested. And then, Trump realized, like, because he's hearing it from actual business owners, like, ooh, I'm kind of hurting hotels and farmland. So he announced that they were going to dial that back. But then within 24 hours, Stephen Little Nazi Miller came out and was like, nope, we're not dialing any of that crap back, which was a complete dissent between the two of them. But within 24 hours of that, Trump then went back and backed Stephen Miller back to the original thing of, yes, we're just arresting everyone. And by the way, they're denying people that are in the process, the legal process of applying for citizenship. They're knocking them off the roster. So now that they have fresh people to just go arrest because they already know who they are.
Yeah, I think Supreme Court ruling hit about that Supreme Court ruling hit about 500,000 migrants.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a large number of people. So, yeah, it's absolutely nuts, man. I are you seeing it in your city? So I'm from Seattle and I'm seeing it like crazy. You know, there's so many people that have been taken forcefully that didn't need to be taken forcefully. And we have seen here in the Seattle area, people showing up for their immigration appointments and ICE has been waiting and taking people. Are you seeing it in your area?
We are, because I cover in the local news. And it's tough to say, because a lot of the people have long rap sheets and they are up for crimes and whatnot. And I'm like, fine, you got a rapist off the street. That's great. I'm just wondering which ones are they not putting out the press release on? You know, they tout when they get the rapist or the murderer. But then what about the other 15 people you arrested? What did they do? And I mean, in the tourism industry and everything around here, I am hearing about people disappearing. But it's hard to get too deep because they are kind of keeping it under wraps. And they really want those headlines. So they are getting a little desperate.
Yeah, it's just really scary to see. I saw a guy yesterday. He came out. He was where I think he worked for the dollar store. He was an American citizen. He just happened to be brown, and he was on his break, and they wrangled him up because he wouldn't show his papers. He was just like, "I'm an American citizen, dude." And they put him in the back of the car and hauled him away. Yeah. People are going to ICE detention centers that don't necessarily have any reason to be there, including yourself. I forgot to tell everyone, Steve Harness was in an ICE detention center. We didn't even talk about it, dude.
That was weird, and I got a little nervous for sure. So yeah, when Nick and I came back from abroad last week, I went through customs in America, and the questions weren't overly involved. It was just where you been, where you going, did you buy any souvenirs? Like, it got a little weird. I will say the guy in line in front of me, we were in the U.S. citizens line. So I don't know if this guy had dual citizenship, but he had a thick European accent. And the guy went off on him. Like, why in the country? He was like, my grandchild has a birthday party. He's like, do you have an invitation to the birthday party? And the guy was like, yeah. He's like, let me see it. He's like, to my email. He was like, get your email. I want to see the invitation to the birthday party that you say you're showing up in America for.
Like, wow.
That's weird. So anyways, I get up there, and yeah, he starts grilling me with some random stereotypical questions. But then he tells me, we need to verify some additional information. Can you please step aside? I'm like, okay. And I'm thinking,
did your butthole pucker, dude? I mean, at that moment, were you a little anxious?
I was curious, but, you know, I already ate all my edibles. Like, I didn't have anything bad on me. So I've got a valid passport. I was born in the country. But I'm also in this whole genre of political commentary and being a flaming liberal. And I just started to wonder, like, did they Google me? Am I in the system as, like, lefty liberal guys? So I don't know, but someone else comes out from a back room and they escort me into this, I don't know, cave of a dwelling. I was at the O'Hare Airport in Chicago, and I literally ended up in a brick room about the size of my studio here with a bunch of wooden benches and a whole bunch of, you know, foreign looking and sounding people all sitting around. And I just sit there on this bench amongst all these people. I'm just like, what is about to happen here? Like, what is
now your butthole is puckered, right? I mean, you're in a windowless cinder block room and there's no officials there. It's just all people they've stopped, and you're sitting wondering, what do they have? I mean, it could be a number of different things that would be related to, you know, us in this type of media. Aside from that, you have nothing to be afraid of, but it doesn't seem to matter with this administration.
Exactly. So, yeah, it was, well, there were some guards there, and it was windowless, quote unquote, except for the fact that there were multiple mirrors around all the walls, you know, two-way mirrors. And yeah, part of me wanted to get a little confrontational, like get out my phone and start recording and take a bit. But I'm just like, I'd like to go home. Like, I really don't need
It's been a long day.
Right. So I just sat there observing, and they kept me there for 20 something minutes. And then they just came out and handed me my passport and said, you're free to go. And again, I kind of looked at the guy like, what was this about? And he just nodded at me. And I was like, I'm not pressing my luck. I don't know what the hell they were just looking into on me, but they spent 20 minutes going through whatever they have on me and then came out and released me. But yeah, I didn't see any other American citizen passports getting hauled into the back room ICE office, but I did.
Yeah, that's crazy, dude. Yeah, under normal circumstances, I totally would have said, like, what was the deal? Like, why was I detained? But I think you did the right thing because, you know, you don't want to talk back.
No, I mean, first of all, this was 22 hours into traveling around the world. I've been up the whole time, and I was just like, I just want to get freaking home. But also, we've been covering stories of people that end up in ICE detention for days, weeks, just because, and just because we're going to vet you, or and they'll send you halfway across the country so you're away from family and loyal. Like,
And don't tell your family where you are. They don't give you your medications. Like, I mean, they put you in prison, basically, for a stint. So,
no, that was an interesting experience. So, I just want to point out someone on here said, Steve 2028, Nick Vice President. So, there you go, Nick.
Oh, wow. See, I told you these progressives are a lot smarter than people make them out to be.
Then somebody else said, no, not these dummies. Oh, right. Because we don't want a moron running this country. That would be, that'd be lunacy.
That'd be a travesty.
At least we can string thoughts together, okay? At least we read, all right? So that puts us leaps and bounds above.
I hear, you know, as the names grow for, like, who is going to be the Democratic nominee for the next race, I keep hearing Jon Stewart being brought up. Have you heard that?
I mean, I hear it. I would love someone like Jon Stewart or some famous progressive to do it. But the problem is, it's like the old Seinfeld joke. He had said that anyone who wants to be president is crazy by definition. That you think you're the smartest and the greatest and all that crap you got to put up with. Like, most normal people, like a Jon Stewart, would say, like, I'm perfectly happy making jokes on my TV show. I don't want to put myself through all that.
Yeah, no, I have a gut feeling about Jon Stewart that I would love to see him run the country. I think he could do a really good job at it.
Oh, yeah.
He knows what he's talking about. He's smart. You know, he knows how to speak. He's kind and logical. He's got everything, but you're right. Does he want to do it? I don't know.
Yeah. A Jon Stewart, even a Stephen Colbert, a Jimmy Kimmel, like all of these comedians are so much more informed and, you know, on point and trustworthy. But will anyone on the left, like a Trump on the right, step up? Like, just don't think so. But I guess time will tell.
They'll follow in like Zelensky's shoes, you know, yeah, like. So, yeah.
When is hiring a former actor to be president ever done us wrong?
He was a reality show, Steve. That was real.
Yes. Real quick before we wrap it up, because we're hitting our time here, I just want to highlight a story I did on Really American this week that a lot of people, I even put in my story, don't laugh at this, and a lot of people laughed at it. This pizza story, did you follow this one?
Yes. Yeah, I'm glad you're going to bring it up, though.
Yeah, so elected officials, federal judges, and people on the D.C. police have been getting pizzas delivered to their house. And I think the initial thing is like, ha-ha, that's funny. I did that in high school. I sent it to my neighbor and blah, 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 blah. But there's a really nefarious subtext to that, that if I send you a pizza, I am clearly telling you I know where you live.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I see that. But I see it go even further.
Sending a meat lovers to vegan liberals or what?
No, sending a little arsenic lovers to, you know, Democrats, you know, like, yeah. Is this how they start taking out more people?
Don't eat the mystery pizza that shows up at your house. I mean, right. I can't imagine me like, I didn't order this, but let me pay for it and then eat it. Like, that's definitely a bad idea. But yeah, a lot of people sort of laughed it off. Like, people are getting pizzas. Like, somebody or some group of people are essentially doxing, you know, using public information where I found your address and sending that message that I know where you live. And part of that story was a federal judge that a few years ago, a delivery guy showed up at her house, shot her son to death. And some of these pizzas are being sent in that son's name, the dead son of a federal judge. They're sending pizzas in that guy's name. How is that not threatening, intimidating, or a sign of the political violence that's going on and being condoned, if not, you know, fostered by President Trump?
Well, and they're talking about how much how expensive the security is, because like obviously at this point after the assassinations are taking it with a lot of seriousness, you know. So
right, and that's actually pretty shocking to me that 90 something percent of our elected officials don't have full-time security. If you're a Nancy Pelosi or Speaker of the House, if you're one of the party leaders, you probably do. But the average Joe congressman, senator does not, unless they're paying for it. And right. It does sort of seem like in this day and age that if we can spend $45 million on a big boy military parade, that we could probably be hiring somebody to protect our elected officials.
You would think so. I mean, think about that, dude. Even the ones that are protected, Hammer Boy still got into Pelosi's place, you know? So, yeah, they definitely need to be watching all these elected officials on the Democrat side for sure. That's just crazy. I didn't even think about the fact that you're sending a message and in the son's name of that judge. That is just crazy. A lot of nefarious things happening.
Yeah. I know where you live. It's mob stuff. And, you know, mark my words, whoever's doing this, like, they're going to end up escalating this. It'll come out someday. Oh, yeah, that person that assassinated Cory Booker, like, turns out they were sending these pizzas for all these months.
Right.
Maybe now's the time to figure out who the pizza guy is before he does something much bigger and worse. So.
Yeah. I know what you did last summer. It's kind of reminiscent, right, of just calling people and letting them know.
Exactly. I don't have time to read all of these, but somebody's calling out Taco Trump. I really think that nickname is going to stick because he keeps chickening out on everything from tariffs to negotiations to war plans to everything else. So I love that has become a nickname. Trump always chickens out. And today he said 2 more weeks for Iran. Like, he just keeps chickening out. Not that I want to challenge him into doing some of these dumb things, but I love it sticking. So
But
everyone on here, even the mega types that are arguing on here. What do we got? We got Gail. We got Grumpy Kid. How about OK Arts? Steel Guy? I don't know. A lot of people on here commenting, Nick. So that's fun. I'm glad we could be doing the show live for really American media here on YouTube, which is not getting banned.
That's right. We are the Vocal Minority with Nick and Steve. We've got a ton of socials. And of course, like Steve mentioned, we're doing short form videos for Really Americans. So we appreciate you joining the show live. This will roll on into the weekend. Tell your friends to enjoy it so they know what happened this past week politically.
Yeah, there you go. You can find our website, thevocalminority.net. We've got individual Vocal Minority stuff on all of the social medias, including here on YouTube. But yeah, kudos to Really American. Channel's growing rapidly. Chip, Kenny, Tony, you, me, Justin up top. Everyone's doing a really great job. It's a really good crew, and we're all doing it because we have a passion for this. So keep liking, keep commenting, keep sharing, and help us grow this thing.
Yeah, do it indeed. And until next time, ladies and gentlemen, until next time.
This has been another production of The Vocal Minority with Nick and Steve. Don't forget to check out all the social media, as the boys are on most platforms. Thanks for being part of the resistance, part of the pushback. Champions all around. Good day.